J.K. Rowling does not give a fuck about being called transphobe or fascist. It doesn't scare me. By Paul Bois on July 18, 2024. Author J.K. Rowling said Wednesday being called a transphobe or a fascist from radical elements of the LGBTQ+ movement will not intimidate her. Amazed this still needs saying, but some don't seem to have got the memo. If calling me transphobe and fascist was going to scare me out of speaking up for women's rights, it would have happened years ago. Whatever the square root of not giving a fuck is, that's where I am, she said on X. As Breitbart News recently reported, cancel culture received another blow last month when Rowling revealed Warner Brothers included her in non-selecting the creative team for the studio's upcoming Harry Potter television series. The acclaimed author, who has since been targeted by extreme LGBTQ activists due to her stance on transgender ideology, shared in an X post late June that she participated in the selection process for the upcoming television show based on her Harry Potter books with Warner Brothers. I'm truly thrilled to announce our director and writer, both of whom I interviewed as part of the production team. Both have a genuine passion for Harry Potter, and having read Francesca's pilot script and heard Mark's vision, I'm certain the TV show will more than live up to expectations, she said. Dozens of actresses recently refused to audition for the role of J.K. Rowling in the upcoming play Turf Cunt, which aims to tarnish the author for her views on transgender ideology. A play that criticizes J.K. Rowling's views on gender is struggling to cast women, with 90 actresses so far rejecting parts, reported The Telegraph. The production is yet to cast any of the female roles, including that of Rowling herself. The part of Harry Potter film star Emma Watson has also been repeatedly turned down, the report added, and around 90 actresses have refused to take part in the project amid concerns over its critique of Rowling. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.